An update on water negotiations in Arizona, which took a step forward yesterday. Lake Mead is likely to be deemed in shortage in 2020, and the so-called drought contingency plan is designed to keep the lake from dropping even further. Time is of the essence for Arizona as the rest of the Colorado River Basin waits. KJZZ's Brett Jaspers is here now to talk about that. Hey, Brett.
Hey.
So I think we're obligated to ask up front, why exactly does this matter?
Yeah, well, the Colorado River system has been in a drought for a really long time. Scientists have said climate change is playing a role, and the river is over-allocated, which means people are entitled to order more water than the system actually produces. So like you said, the current effort is to cut back to stave off even worse conditions.
All right, so water stakeholders from around Arizona are hashing out a deal. The entire panel hasn't met publicly since early October, but it seems like there's a new framework on the table now after lots of back-channel conversations. Do people seem happy with this?
Some people do. The head of the State Water Department fully endorsed it, which means it has the backing of Governor Ducey. That's important. The cities generally like it. One person from Phoenix said everyone could find something in it to hate, but it works. The environmental community as well gave it a thumbs up. The governor of the Gila River Indian community, Stephen Rowe Lewis, said this.
It is not perfect, but it is the only viable plan that we can see because it relies on the limited resources that have been put on the table, and it avoids touching the many third rails that different stakeholders have.
So he says there are no third rails in this plan. That was how the Maine water agencies described it, too. They said they asked people over the past couple of weeks if this thing or that thing was a non-starter, and they say this doesn't have any non-starters.
All right, so Brett, what about farmers in Pinal County, though? They've been the focus of a lot of these talks.
Yeah, their representative was more cautious. He didn't endorse or oppose what came out yesterday. Part of the deal for the farmers is that they're asking for money to build infrastructure so they can use more groundwater. That money isn't precisely specified, and that was one thing they want to see nailed down. Another important group here is the developer home builder contingent. Here's Rob Anderson with the Home Builders Association of Central Arizona.
We think that economic development is an important message and that having nothing in there for developer mitigation is an issue.
So mitigation is an important word. The plan calls for mitigating various groups that are facing cuts to water, including farmers and tribes. The mitigation steps down over time and ends by 2026. The developers want mitigation too.
Well, what's the solution to that?
Well, water for developer mitigation could be added to the plan, but there's also a separate proposal out there for the Gila River Indian community to sell water to an agency that replenishes groundwater. And having that agency flush with water allows developers to continue to pump groundwater and build. That deal is stalled, but Governor Stephen Lewis says if this drought plan moves forward, he'll push to get approval on that.
All right, so Brett, Governor Doug Ducey also made news yesterday. He'll ask for $30 million in his upcoming budget to go toward a drought plan. What other money is there and what's it all for?
The non-governmental organizations are pitching in $8 million. The Central Arizona Project Board has authorized up to $60 million. There's money in existing federal programs, too. A chunk of the money is designed for tribes that conserve water on Lake Mead or do without some water entirely.
So the DCP has to go to the legislature. And as it happens, the incoming Speaker of the House, Rusty Bowers, knows a lot about water issues, maybe more than most lawmakers. He hosted a series of water meetings over the summer. What did he have to say about this?
Well, he didn't take an overt position either. Here's some of what he said.
The $30 million input, other things coming, requires a need on my old brain for some serious review and perhaps offline communications, so that I understand exactly, or at least as closely as possible, what the impact will be, not just throwing money at it, but how can that money be used most effectively.
So Bowers did reiterate his concern about how much water the cities are ordering. The cities have been storing water to make sure they have supplies well into the future. But Bowers also expressed general support for DCP.
All right. So, Brett, last time you were here, the big issue was who actually gets to sign the drought contingency plan, whether the Central Arizona Project signs it in addition to the state. There's some controversy there. What's the latest on that issue?
The director of the State Water Department told me they're still working on that.
All right. We'll continue to keep our eye on that as well as the DCP in general. That's KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Thanks, Brett.
You're welcome.